This past week, my family welcomed Sophie, our au pair, who's going to be staying with us for this coming year, who came to us from Germany. She arrived Thursday, and in starting to get to know one another a little bit, I found out a little bit about the process that the agency had her go through to become an au pair, both a lot of legal pieces that needed to be properly aligned and put into place to allow her to come for a year, but also they had her take a class in order to kind of prepare her for the culture that she would expect to find in the United States, help to ease that transition a little bit. And it's been on my mind a lot lately, as a big part in our family, but it made me think that here in our gospel passage this morning from Luke, that I think that's what Jesus is doing with this story. Now, last week we heard about how just earlier in this passage, he's telling his followers how we cannot both serve God and money, and now he offers this story, I think to drive home that point a little further about what it means to follow his way, to be God's people in this world. He tells about this rich man and this poor man Lazarus, and what happens to them, their fate in the afterlife. And it's worth noting, I think, that the rich man here is a child of Abraham, recognizes Abraham, says, "Father Abraham." Abraham calls him child in return. He's not a Gentile who is an outsider. He's part of the in-group, but his status as part of the in-group wasn't enough to save him. And I think that perhaps what Jesus is saying in this story to his followers is the faith that I'm telling you about, this life-giving, transformative faith, it's not just some knowledge that you learn and then say, "Okay, I know it." But it's this journey that you undertake. It's this thing that transforms you and the community around you. It's this journey that we actively participate in. Or we don't, as James points out in our reading. Sometimes, even in spite of having Scripture, what God has revealed in God's Word, in spite of knowing about Christ's love and grace for us, sometimes our lives don't always reflect that same love and compassion and mercy that we have first received. Even for myself, some days are better than others. Some days it might be really hard to, you might be real surprised to say, "That guy's a pastor? What?" And so James writes in his letter telling his audience that faith is not just this idea that we accept, but it's something about who we are, and that it can be alive and flourishing in our lives, or it can be dead and empty. And that if we're trying to suss out kind of where the status of our faith is, it's reasonable to assume that we would see the fruits that our lives bear, and that might give some indication. In the same way that Jesus tells through his story in the words of Abraham, your brothers, they've been given the words of Moses and the prophets. God's word, Scripture, has revealed what it means to be God's followers in this word. Words like Amos's admonishment to those who experience luxury or comfort at the expense of the poor and vulnerable. Words like Moses in the Scriptures reminding God's people to care for the widow and the orphan, to offer hospitality to the foreigner, to love one's neighbors as oneself. Abraham tells the rich man, this is spelled out so plainly in God's word that it couldn't be clearer if someone came back from the dead to tell people. God has already outlined the process for getting ourselves legally cleared to enter into the kingdom of God. And largely, it has to do with being attentive to the needs of people around us, to watch for how the blessings that we have already received of God's abundance might be a blessing in the life of someone else, to be tangible signs of God's love and new life in the life of someone else, especially those who are in vulnerable situations or in need. Because the kingdom of God is a way of life. Both the life that is to come, but a life for us here and now, a spiritual existence that we are invited to take part in, and that we can recognize the landscape by the fruits that our lives and that our communities bear forth. And we see this, don't we, friends? That we can see how faith transforms our lives or the lives of other people when it takes root, when it gets hold of them and they experience that newness of life that Christ so freely offers. It's one of the reasons that I'm so delighted that I get to, in my role here at Christ Our Savior, continue to be a part of the youth ministry that Kim stewards here. Because in walking with those eager young scholars through confirmation and through mission trips, I get to witness faith catching hold in their lives. You know, when we have those opportunities where we sit in conversation with them or hear them share their statements of faith, we get to hear for themselves how they have seen God present and active, working through them or working in the lives of others. And I'm never surprised to find how many of them talk about mission trips or youth mission day or serving alongside the staff at Hephatha when they talk about the ways they've seen God present and at work in the world. Because it's in loving others, loving God through loving others, that we get to see God present in our midst. See God at work through us. Because what we find in Scripture, the promises that are there for us to know, are both the promises of Christ's grace and love for us, but also this cultural guidebook of the ways of God that God invites us to take up in our own lives, to be about the business of transforming not only ourselves, but the world around us, ushering new life out of death, and hospitality, compassion, justice, peace, and love. Scripture is both God's love story to us, telling us that because the God of all creation is so wildly head over heels in love with us, that rather than leave the difficult legality that is ever out of our reach, up to us and our own works, that Jesus came and paved the way, vouches for us, takes us into Christ's body so that no chasm or border guard or security line or other form of separation would come between us and the God who so dearly loves us. And Scripture is also God's model for us, saying, this is what it means to be a part of my kingdom. This is what it means to be my people in this world. This is the culture that you're called to practice. To love your neighbors as yourselves, to care for the widow and the orphan and the foreigner, anyone who is vulnerable or oppressed among you. No matter how much the world urges us to ignore the needs of others, to focus on our own comfort or our anxieties rather than working towards a society that is more just, more loving, more compassionate and caring. God calls us to live differently, to be radical signs of love and grace and hospitality in this world because of the way in which we have been claimed as children of God and the way that God reminds us that all people are God's beloved creations, God's children, our family. And so whether it is finding ways to extend friendship and welcome to a kid at school who is excluded, or walking with folks at Serenity Inn through their journey of recovery, or working to create opportunities for individuals or families who are in vulnerable situations, God calls for us to recognize Lazarus in our midst, to see who society has abandoned at our gates, and to declare through our words and actions, they too are a child of God who deserves to share in the abundance of God's creation. because we see revealed in the Scriptures, in the words of Moses and the prophets, in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, that God's way, the way of the cross, crosses all boundaries, overcomes the chasm of sin and death that separates us, and welcomes all people into a divine community where walls and gates do not bar the way to those who desire to share in God's abundant grace and mercy and love. God invites us to experience today and every day the newness of life that is found in Christ, that we might move forward knowing how we have been redeemed and made new through that love, in order to experience the life-giving nature of a faith that transforms us and all of creation around us, that we might be about the work of extending God's love and grace into the lives of others in tangible ways that they can feel and know the love that God has for them. Thanks be to God. Amen.